Welcome to another and final edition of the year of the broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we have special guests.
What?
We have Joey Deez.
Hello.
And Danny V.
He is a Deez.
And
Hi.
You are a V.
Wow, this is exciting.
And unexpected? Unwelcome?
Thanks,
I don't know.
For having us.
Yes,
just kidding,
such a
actually.
Warm welcome. We just got locked in the studio and we just are stuck with you guys. So here we are.
They trapped us in here, but they did bribe us, Danny.
They did.
With mimosas.
Mimosas! I mean, I figure if we're going to go out on a good note of 2022, we should have mimosas and alcohol.
Absolutely.
I brought a ginormous Costco-sized bottle.
The funny thing was is that Vicky brought it and she showed it to me at like 5:30 this morning, but then did not put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, I didn't, huh?
You did not
What?
Chill.
Rookie mistake! Is it warm?
I guess.
I mean, it's at room temperature.
I guess.
See, I mean, here's the thing. I have like three of these giant bottles in my house at all time, and they're in my bar area, but I don't have a fridge in that area, and it usually takes up too much real estate in my refrigerator. So I'm so used to just drinking them room temperature, I didn't even think about it.
Oh, you always drink champagne?
Well,
weird.
Well, because I never drink champagne by itself. I always drink it with orange juice or strawberry lemonade, and that's always in the fridge, so
and
that's cold.
Our orange juice is cold.
That was my doing. Thank you, everyone.
Well, and I also brought a backup bottle.
I will put this in the freezer.
Let's get this going.
Yay! Happy almost New Year!
Happy almost Christmas!
There you go, Joe. You can pour yourself some alcohol.
And please make me one.
All right.
Well, don't mind if I do.
Well, the boys do that. Sarah, you tell the contact info, and I'm going to go pop this in the freezer.
All right. Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Sarah, can you tell me how much champagne you'd like to your orange juice? Are you more bubbly or more juice?
Definitely more bubbly.
I was going to say, I know this answer already. You know why?
Oh, because come on, Joe.
At Live Day, when her and our friend Marie from the radio
Marie!
They were both ordering Prosecco and orange juices, and I noticed that both of them decided to tell the bartender, hey, a little bit more. And then the bartender actually hooked you guys up, so.
Yeah, and I believe when you offered to buy me a drink, I asked for a double. And I've never had a double mimosa.
Mimosa.
Yeah, I've never had that before, but so it's pretty much just like all champagne and just a little splash. Just a little splash.
We also have Ryan Castle with us.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, what a nice surprise. What are you doing here? It's not because we perhaps have mimosas, is it?
Dude, seriously, if you are going to have mimosas within 100 yards of me, you know I'm going to show up.
All right, what is your favorite brunch beverage?
So it depends on what I've done the night before. Like if I'm really hungover, I will go with the Bloody Mary or the Bloody Maria.
Okay.
100% of the time.
The Maria is the tequila version.
Yeah, it's Bloody Mary with tequila.
Okay, make sure.
But if I'm just starting fresh, that midday, I go with the Manmosa, which is a mimosa with a shot of vodka in it.
Yep.
You know, I got a buddy who I went out to brunch with a few years ago, JT Phillips, who many of you know. JT ordered, so it was like a mimosa, but with grapefruit juice instead of orange juice.
Sure.
And then he got a grapefruit flavored vodka shot inside of it. And I was like, you know, he just like took the Manmosa to a whole new level for me.
Mimosas have been taken to a whole new level when I went to Sarah's engagement party because they had a mimosa bar.
Uh-huh, we sure did.
So my favorite now, I'll go, if you go to like the grocery store in the frozen aisle, don't get just the frozen strawberries. You can, but I'm not being healthy here. You get the strawberries in the syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen strawberries in the syrup. Put that in your glass with strawberry lemonade and champagne.
Oh, that is just a headache in a cup, isn't it?
Sure is.
just waiting for that headache to come on.
Yes. Oh, and it is worth it.
That's when you know you're doing something bad and you're like, but it's fun now. Yeah. I'll pay for it later. It's like buying things on a credit card.
Yes. You know? I'll deal with it.
And it's also Christmas now, so we're good. Just do all the syrup and, you know, we're basically elves. You're dressed like an elf today. I appreciate your outfit.
I'm so jealous.
I am so upset that you did not call us. I would have bought one, too.
I like dressing up for parties. I don't think there's any secret there.
No.
I do like dressing up for parties. Although, I didn't wear this out of the house this morning because I wanted to stop for coffee and I didn't want people to think I was a weirdo.
They might have given you a free drink at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe.
They like when people dress up.
All right, well, maybe I'll go downstairs.
He's wearing a Snuggie, a very festive Snuggie.
That's a onesie.
And as much as I
onesie,
love it.
Oh,
sorry.
Get it right. I am the queen of onesies. I have like 7 of them.
Literally just looking at you, though, like I'm starting to sweat.
It's a little warm. Is it because I'm just like brutally attractive? Or
little column A, little column B.
You know, yeah, exactly. Maybe a little bit of both.
Danny's
here.
Getting a little sweaty over here, too.
The whole time. Since you walked in, I was like, wow. Also, are you wearing clothes under that?
He's not.
I am not.
Okay. Yes.
I didn't check, but I've already asked that question.
First question.
I am wearing just socks and what's it? Spanx.
Okay. Ladies, hold yourself back.
What is it?
Sounds so uncomfortable.
I'm wearing manly compression shorts to hold everything
together. Suck it on.
KISW presents 2023 Men of KISW calendar.
Oh, God. Ooh, we'd sell 3. Maybe.
Yeah. No. They would be to my mom and your mom.
And my dad. Well, let's be honest.
4.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Honestly, I would be down to do the calendar, even though it's the Men of KISW. That would be freaking hilarious.
I mean, if you and I did the calendar.
I mean, we'd sell 5.
Yeah, probably. Probably just a few more.
No, Drunk in Charge is not.
I think because people don't use traditional calendars anymore, sort of a thing, unless you work in like a body shop and it's got like a boobie on it. You know what I mean?
I mean, don't they do like the Apple Watch calendar? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I still use a paper calendar.
Of course you do, Sarah.
Hell yeah, I do.
I'm 175 years old.
No, we get one, a fresh new one every year, actually. Thank you very much. And we're all different colored pens in the household.
It's gigantic.
It's huge.
It's one of those like desk ones.
This is your father's doing. I have no doubt.
Oh, no. Sarah's an old lady. She makes fun of me, but she's an old lady.
We both are like that. BJ and I are the ones that use it. Joe, Kathy, not at all.
It's the reason I moved out of the house. they couldn't handle my schedule.
The only reason, I'm sure.
There was many. And I don't know if you moved or if you were kicked out, but.
Yeah, a little column A, a little column B.
Right. Well, enjoy your mimosa, but before you go, what are the things I want to talk about on the podcast today? Okay. What has been your favorite moment of 2020, 2022? Like pop culture reference, something in your life, anything?
What happened this year that I live a pretty joyless existence.
I know, pain in the grass was pretty fun.
Pain in the grass was pretty great.
The first pain in the grass and what?
No, you know what it was? It was the roast of Steve Miggs.
Oh.
Not only did I enjoy that as probably one of my favorite moments of this year, but I think of all of the dumb stuff we have done over the now almost 20 years I have worked here, that is one of my favorite things we've ever done, period.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. That was a lot of fun, and everybody had a chance to shine, and we had a good night that night.
Everyone killed.
Everyone except for Danny and Vicky, because we were not there.
Loser!
I was in New Orleans, but all right.
You know what I said about Joe? I said, Joe, I was gonna write some things about you, but the fact of the matter is you're just not that interesting.
Oh,
I believe it was us.
I said, you're like a beige couch, but dull.
And a wet bag of oatmeal?
I've sat on furniture with more charisma.
They were great, dude.
Yeah, your roasting like hurt me more for you, I think, than yourself. And I was just called a hoe.
I didn't really prepare any in case I was going to be in, but there was one I did, and it was going to be something along the lines of, and this is true, I had the biggest crush on Adam Gerke when I was in high school. Like, I would turn on the news every single morning to watch him. And then now you look at him. He looks like BJ Shea's pubes.
Oh my god!
That's
a good one.
Oh gosh!
Can we do this again, Kazem?
No joke. Just right before I came in here, I was texting with Craig Gass because he wanted to know if we were going to roast again this year, and he was going to try and plan his travels around it. So maybe.
It's up in the air.
I don't know that I could write any more jokes for this group.
Like,
I wasted all of my good. I'm never going to write anything better than Miles Montgomery took a 23andMe DNA test and it said his ancestors came from a parking lot at Walmart. Like, I'm never going to write a better joke about Miles.
I don't think anyone's going to write better material.
We would have to come up with an entire group of people because we're not professionals. That's all I got. If you'll pardon the pun, blew the whole wad on that one. That was it.
I'm excited to hear.
I'm excited for 2023. Happy end of 2022.
Yeah, thanks for the 11 a.m. mimosas. I'm going to go finish my radio show now. Everything's fine.
It's
a place of business.
Yes, we are a place of business.
Professionals.
The kegerator and my giant champagne bottle now in the kegerator.
Yeah. Oh, smart.
I put it in the freezer. So
don't forget it.
Don't forget it. because otherwise we are screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, because it'll explode?
Yeah.
Oh,
have you never ever stuck like a...
Even a can of beer will
can
explode.
Can of beer or anything like in the freezer on it, and then forgot about it?
Oh, I mean, I haven't because I'm smart, but J-Rubs definitely has. Yes.
Mm. Or you
smart,
just...
huh?
Yeah, I don't put cans of things
I
in the
think
freezer.
It's that you don't like beer. I
but
think
also,
that's
she probably remembers to refrigerate them beforehand. You so I'll
can,
give you that one.
You can put like bottles of vodka and stuff in the freezer.
Oh, of course,
no problem.
Yeah, but it's carbonated.
Champagne. Yeah, so yeah, I wouldn't do that. Well, I also never forget to put champagne in the fridge. So I wouldn't need to like stick it in the freezer.
I'm very much enjoying. Joe, you're the one that poured these.
I am the mixologist for you all today.
Okay,
I know. I kept saying
the mix
like,
is really good.
I was like, slow down on the orange juice too, but it's fine. It's great.
No, it's a good. Fine. I think it's a good mix.
Sarah, when she says slow down the orange juice, I maybe a splash, a hint of orange in her champagne.
Yeah, Sarah. Like Castle said, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning while we're recording this, and we still have a Christmas party to get to.
Hooray!
Christmas party.
There's nothing left.
Cartay.
We're out of champagne.
Oh! Here, you can have some.
No, are we all ready?
We got an entire bottle. Well, Castle took like half of it in his cup, so.
Let's be fair.
We can share this.
Well, we have another bottle of champagne in the fridge.
Freezer.
Are you going to open it right now?
We can.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we saving it for a special occasion?
It's this occasion!
Don't sip your mimosa.
All right.
If you, for those of you who are listening don't know, Sarah is the Kermit sipping tea meme.
Oh,
whenever you do something that she is judging you on, she will just sip her tea.
Yeah, if it's tea, if it's a mimosa, if it's water,
or
coffee.
Even, here's the thing. Even if she doesn't have a beverage in her hand, her face looks like she just like,
Yeah. I am working on it, but I'm...
Yeah, you're not subtle.
Are you?
Well, okay.
For the past, 10 years?
First of all, I had to work on actually not vocalizing everything I'm thinking and judging.
So that's a big thing.
So now it's just Kermit sipping the tea. It's
controlling your face.
Yeah, but now... Yeah, I have to work on the controlling of the face. And sometimes I catch myself and I try to, like, smile a little, you know, like... But then I feel like I look really creepy.
Well, that's you in general.
It looks like you're trying to hold in a tinkle.
Yeah.
She came up with a name for it. It was Namaste Sarah.
I'm Namaste Sarah. Yeah, anytime I feel rage or like I want to bitch someone out, text someone out, you know, I just Namaste Sarah.
What was the other term you had? Something Namaste. No, that's not you. Namaste in your lane.
No, that's not me. Yeah. Everyone, I don't stay in my lane.
No, hers
lane,
is more
so.
Stop talking Sarah.
No, why?
No, it was something like, it's not very namaste of me or something like that you said once.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anywho.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, I'm proud of you. You have chilled out as much as Sarah can chill out.
Thank you. Thank you.
And hopefully just a little bit more with the face.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
But like I did mention when Castle was in here, what I figured we'd talk about today is what are some of your favorite moments of 2022 so far? I mean, we still got Christmas, and that's always fun, but I have a list of the pop culture ones, so if you guys need a minute to think about your favorite moments of 2022.
Is it sad that I, like, definitely do need to think about this?
A little bit.
I can think of at least two for you.
I know, me too, actually.
Wow, that's great. Don't tell me. Let me try to think of them.
Let's see. Danny and I went to Portland this year.
We did go to Portland.
That was a ton of fun.
That was this year.
Oh, the brothel.
We started the year out at a brothel. It was fantastic. And we were thinking about doing it again at the beginning of 2023.
On purpose. We didn't go to Portland with the intention of ending up at a brothel. Danny just didn't read the reviews and we got in an Uber.
I did read the reviews. I went by stars, and it had 4.8 stars.
Wow.
And I just
yeah, of course it did.
Automatically called the Uber there.
It was a strip club, correct?
Thinking it was a strip club. Because and I will put this out there for anyone going to Portland at any time. There's a lot of different kinds of strip clubs there. So it's like you have like the bigger ones that have like 4 or 5 stages. You have the smaller ones that serve steak. You have the even smaller ones that have one stage and like one bathroom. And that's really it. What's up, Thrill?
Thrill has found the mimosas. He smelled them, apparently.
He heard the pop.
You guys usually do on your podcast?
Not usually.
Damn, man.
We can't pop bottles of champagne in this building without like half of the building coming to see what's going on.
Would you like a sip or two or three?
I have a big bottle in the freezer.
I also was going to use your headphones, but then I thought you'd get mad, so I didn't.
I don't care.
Oh,
he is not BJ Shea.
I can't get like some bald.
I mean that beard.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, it's a mimosa. I wasn't even here.
You know,
unbelievable, dude.
Right?
That's how you celebrate a Wednesday.
That is quite the hookup. Right.
But no, respect. What I was saying was that there's like the small ones with like one stage, one bathroom. And we ended up at a couple of those.
That sounds so awkward.
But it was like, so we got to one of those and we saw the rotation of the four strippers they had going on. And it was like, oh, let's move on to the next.
Only four? Was it a Saturday night?
Yes.
Wow, that seems... Oh.
And I was super wasted by this point because Joe kept buying Jameson. And I just looked up next strip club and that one came up and I was like, let's go there. I can't even remember the name of it now.
Kitty's Cabaret? Something like that.
How long was the Uber ride?
Like a good 20 minutes.
You got to understand, too.
I have a feeling that wasn't the closest one.
It was not. It was middle of January, I want to say. Kittens? So it was freezing.
Yeah. Kittens Cabaret.
Kittens Cabaret.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
Joe, good
there
memory.
Were cats involved. I call this our red tape story because we get dropped off in the Uber pretty intoxicated. And the Uber driver who's dropping us off knows where we're going. I mean, it's in the destination.
He knows where we're going. And but he also has been there many a times himself.
Oh.
And yeah, he's like describing it, you know, this experience we're about to get. And we're like, whatever, dude, this is a strip club. I've been to plenty of strip clubs. You just picked us up at a strip club. You should know that we are well-versed in this.
Or maybe you're just getting turned on and now you're here for the
whole
meal deal.
That's a fair point,
and
actually.
And that's exactly what he thought because, boy, he dropped off, left. We walk in that door, Danny, which is a building that looks abandoned. I mean, it's blacked out. There's a light beaming on a single door.
Yes, one light. But let's actually rephrase that. It looks abandoned, but it looks like an office building that was abandoned. Not like just a building. Like it's like if you went to work one day and all of the company had moved out, but there was still like this like neon sign.
And if you've never been to a strip club, it's almost like a club where there's music and there's people. So you know you're going into a place that's loud.
Nothing
from this place. It was on a corner. I thought Danny was going to murder me and take my body and just bury me in the side of the building.
Danny's big plan. These years.
That's fair.
So Danny, we walk in and what happens?
Oh, the ladies come out and we cannot leave the red tape area sectioned off, and they tell us that for a certain amount of money we could get fully naked and do whatever we'd like, basically.
Together?
No. In our separate rooms with them while they're in the room.
Mm.
There is a strip of red tape around the front of the door. So you can't even enter the establishment. There's a front desk, but it is away from it.
When you say strip of red tape, I'm picturing one of two things, like the caution tape for police, like when there's been a crime, or like the red velvet rope.
Nope. Duct tape on the floor.
That's what I was thinking.
Duct tape on the floor.
Yeah. Not even well done.
Was in a rectangle shape.
And so it's like it's to keep you there because I'm sure for legal reasons, once you step past that red tape, things get a little, dicey, a little,
you know,
the line.
So red tape tonight.
When they offered y'all to get naked and do whatever they want, did you see who would you be with?
Yes.
So the female.
There was two. There was two because like there was one girl that was at first that was telling us, and then she disappeared and came back with her friend.
So she can tell the first girl is kind of like sees that we're a bit standoffish, which I'm sure is not unusual, right? If you're first time entering into whatever this establishment was.
Yeah, y'all look sketchy AF. I get it.
And she's sitting there, she's like, are these guys undercover? Do they just not know what they want? So she decides, well, there's two of us, so we got to at least want another girl. So she disappears, brings the other girl back, right?
But the other girl is like a manager because the other girl comes back out and she's like, Are you guys sure? Like, you guys good? I mean, you can do whatever you want. And
we're confused, actually.
I was so confused.
Oh, how are the ladies? I mean, if this was your jam and you went there because you actually wanted to be there and y'all were single and whatnot.
If my memory serves me correct, the second girl was super hot.
Manager.
Beautiful.
From what I remember, but I also was intoxicated.
First one was okay.
I don't remember.
We got mediocre and fine AF. Got it.
So next time we go to this establishment, because there will be a next time.
No!
You forgot to tell them the best part.
What's that?
When the second time when the chick runs down, she, because the first girl gave a pitch, the second girl's pitch was no holds back. She's like, you can do A, B, C, D, E, and F. All you got to do is pay money.
Wow.
And Danny and I are just sitting there. Danny looks at me with this like ghost look in his face. He's like, this is my bad.
Now I know we can't say it on the podcast. Yeah. But like, I really want to know what A, B, C, D, E.
It was a long list that involved very little clothing.
Was it all like one standard rate or A? Was this price?
No, it was like A was. I'm gonna throw out a price. I think it was $250 was like base price.
Okay.
And then
Is that just like a grope or is that something more?
No, that was you get fully naked and you could do whatever. That being said.
To yourself or them?
To yourself.
Okay.
But then it was like, but with unlimited funds, you can do
everything.
Whatever you would like, basically. And it's like, and so she, it was said without being said.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, that's
and was there a time limit?
They didn't give us.
There was, but I think you paid. Like,
I'm
you
sure,
could,
yeah.
I'm like $250 for what? Like 30 minutes? Maybe? I'm like, dang, they're making a pretty penny.
Yeah, I only need 2 seconds.
Well, so
you got to pay for the full half hour, though.
It begged the question, though, right? Because this place has 4.8 stars, and the reviews are very open about what happens.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have read some of the reviews, actually.
Again, I had a lot of Jameson in me. So
you probably did, and you're like, wow, this place sounds like a real wild strip club.
I also like how this is one of Joe's like top
highlight
picks for 2022.
Oh, it was incredible.
I think this is it. Like, how could I mean, it's sad that it happened right in the beginning of the year, but how can you top that?
I know.
Well, we could with Chicago. No? Okay, maybe not top it, but at least being a top moment.
With the strip club we went to in
Chicago? No. Just in general, the whole experience together in Chicago.
Oh, I had a great time in Chicago.
I was like, that strip club wasn't that poppin'.
No, that was going to mention. I was very disappointed in that strip club.
Let's revisit that. And I think that, to your point, Vicky, I think that there were a lot of top moments in 2022 because this was kind of our first year back.
Yes.
We had, and like Castle brought up, well, I think Joe brought it up, but... Pain in the Grass, first return in how many years now? 3, I think, was our first year back. We went to Chicago for our radio convention for the first time. And all of those things were fantastic.
Yeah, for me, I think the reason why the strip club thing stood out so much was because it was something that I never would have expected. Like, nothing happened in Chicago that I didn't expect to have happen.
I don't know. Clubs,
I did not
clubs,
expect BJ to go to a gay club party to
that
dance.
Was, oh, man.
Not so much because it was a gay club, but it's just going out in general.
That's fair, but that didn't happen to me.
Yeah, you guys all... Yeah, true. Fair. And you guys all missed him actually getting like super hit
really
on
did.
And like... Man, he was wanting some BJ. It was weird.
I think my favorite part about that story was that he came to, like, he literally came to me the next morning. Like, me, not anyone else. That wasn't like, hey, Joey, Danny. It was like, hey, Danny, you'll be very proud of me. Guess what I did last night? And I was like, why are you telling me? I don't care.
I get why he would tell you, to be honest.
He was so proud.
Danny just pretended to sip his tea like I normally do.
Vicky, what about you? What
was
yours?
What was your top?
Or like, bottom.
Power bottom.
I think it's just like crossing off at least one big thing off my I don't like calling it my New Year's resolutions, but like my wish list for 2022. And one of it being I wanted to sell something that I've made, and then the other half of it was sell something that I made that wasn't to a friend, because I've sold many of things to my friends in this year, but actually going to participate in a market and actually having people excited for what I've been able to create. Because if I look at something I made, whether it's a crown or whatever craft I'm currently obsessed with, I start looking at it, and then I hate it. And I think it's garbage. And so to see people actually excited for what I've made is very, very heartwarming and exciting and kind of empowering.
Making that money, honey.
And making that money. And I actually do have a market I'm going to be doing this weekend. So keep following me on Facebook and stuff. It's the Metaphysical Market, and it's going to be in Arlington. So
Saturday the 17th,
yes,
right?
I'm going to be there pretty much all day.
You actually have to be there since it's meta.
Ooh.
Dang, that's too much right now. I haven't had enough mimosas to answer that question yet.
I can answer.
We also have Terramana tequila, and in case anyone wants.
Oh my god! Ooh, I think we have crack and rum too in the other room.
Jesus Christ! Sorry,
it's gonna be one of those
crack
parties.
Rum is so good. Yeah.
Sarah, what about you?
Well, okay. So
Have you thought about your two yet that Joe has thought of for you?
Because like I've thought of some, but I don't think that happened this year.
Let's see. I know. Yeah, I don't think.
Don't blink this up, Sarah.
Don't. Mine's overarching. Arcing.
Oh, overarching.
I'm an arching.
You're what?
Overarching.
Wow,
I mean,
Joe. Wow,
man. I'm going to say when I went to New York and visited my friend Megan. Big Booty
really?
Megan.
Big Booty Megan.
Shout out to Big Booty Megan.
Yeah, I went with me and two of my other girlfriends, and we all visited her and got to see her life and explore the big city. And I went to the Peloton Studios, which is so dorky. But I met one of the instructors, and he was so fine. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that. Was that not either? Is that not what you guys said?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it was probably about her wedding.
It was about her wedding. Thank you. Yes.
What was it going to be about my wedding?
You planned an entire wedding.
that's my highlight.
I mean, it's
I'm sorry, do you do that more than once in your life?
I mean, kind of life-changing. There has been highlights. There have definitely been good parts. J-Rub and I.
A Peloton instructor.
That was so fine.
Sorry.
Shout out to my fiance.
Sorry, yeah. Shout out to you, babe. We did go to Vegas recently, and we did go to the venue and, like, you know, try all the food and decide on colors and, you know, all. So that was really, really fun. But yeah, I mean, my engagement party was last year. My Dirty 30 was last year. Like, this has been, like, the planning, which there have been some fun parts, too. And then some of it has been stressful AF.
So I feel like a lot of your big moments are going to be next year.
Yeah, they
Jesus
are.
Christ. Jesus, woman.
Sorry.
That was not excitement. That was terror.
Yeah, it was. That was a terrified face.
I mean, it's both. Yeah, no, I'm really... next year, yeah. I mean, shoot, Miami, Vegas. I'm going to be a wife.
When are you going to Miami?
February.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, next year is going to be an insane year because I feel like there's a lot just going on in general. We got Sarah's wedding.
Oh, my God.
Joe and I are going back to Portland.
Wow.
Who knows what happens when that happens. And then we're going to Dallas for the first time next year.
That'll be so cool. I hope.
Yeah. You hope.
For radio show boot camp.
Yeah, I hear Dallas is fun, but I've never really like explored or been. So it'll be cool to explore a new city.
Do you have any big things going on next year, Vicky?
No. Sarah's wedding.
Yeah, that's right. Well, number one.
Here's the thing, though. Ooh. I mentioned, like, I have a few friends that aren't married yet, but I don't think they're going to necessarily get married, whether they're going to either be, like, live the, what is it, the Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell lifestyle, mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, for the rest of their lives. So Sarah is, like, my last wedding. Of my closest friends. Because I don't really think... Are you guys planning on getting married anytime soon?
Me and Joe are going to get married.
You know, Danny's taking me to a brothel next year.
First, you thought he was going to murder you, and now you think he might propose.
It's
and
come full circle.
I'm like, Danny. I'm like, all right, if you're going to propose, I'll definitely go to that wedding. But as of now, I don't really see anybody else in my family get married. There's a lot of babies that have either come into this world or are going to be coming into this world. Like, so I do have to give a shout out to my friend Jamie, who just had her baby girl and named her Victoria.
Wow.
Victoria Grace. After yours truly. So shout out to little baby.
Sarah, are you going to name your kid after me?
Hell no. Are you kidding me? Your name isn't that. I mean.
What about Jorizo?
Maybe if you die, I'll give it the middle name. Knock on wood, you don't die. But maybe if you do die.
D's? You're going to name your kid D's?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, I'll give him the middle name if you die. But
sweet
if
baby D's.
Gosh.
Oh my God.
I hate you.
Hey, you brought this up.
I'm glad that most of your highlights for next year will be my wedding. Thank you, everyone. That makes me feel really good.
I didn't
good.
Say that. I said that it's going to be a big part of next year. I didn't say it's going to be a highlight. I think that's probably going to be one of the lows. But
it's going to be crazy.
Daniel, you take that back. Yeah.
Sarah decided to have her wedding on St. Patrick's Day.
She did,
and I'm going to get Joe so plastered during St. Patrick's Day that he's not even going to be able to see straight.
And there's the tea face.
For everyone that knows, our wedding date is the day after St. Patrick's Day because I met my man at work, but then we went to a St. Patrick's Day party, blah, blah, blah. So, and I'm having it in Vegas. And so we're all going to be in Vegas technically on St. Patrick's Day, which is the day before.
That was your mistake,
my
by the
wedding.
Way.
And so I'm telling everyone that St. Patrick's Day does not exist this year. And I will kill everyone.
I'm also going to re-say this. This was all Sarah's decision to have her wedding the day after St. Patrick's Day. That is not my fault that Joe and I like to drink whiskey on St. Patrick's Day. And Vicky, too. Vicky's going to drink with us this time, too.
Joey?
That's me.
Who is actually in the wedding.
That's
so
me.
So he has to be on his beep.
Absolutely not.
And you know, if I smell alcohol on your breath the morning of my wedding, or if I see bags under your eyes,
you're going to smell more than alcohol.
Ooh.
I am going to be sweating.
That's what diaper cream's for. You put that under your eyes or butt rash cream. It keeps the
bags. There ain't babies invited to my wedding. There ain't going to be no diaper cream.
There's
or
a Walgreens
rash cream
on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, that's what they do. They put it for the under eyes.
Well, if he can cover up his bags and his breath and he's acting all jolly and
can I wear
perfect.
A mask? If I can wear a mask, I'll be
absolutely
totally fine.
Not. No.
I was going to say,
this
I'm
is
like,
2020. Okay?
Like a full mask.
We can't smell his breath in pictures.
No, exactly. But you can see how faded I am. See, the problem is, Sarah,
I can't see how
your fiance's friends, who I went to a bachelor party with as well, they drink just as heavy as I do, and there's no way they're going to be sober the whole time, which means, by extension,
nope.
There'll be a little bit of alcohol from yay to yay until the wedding day. Nope. We'll see.
Joey, you're the chaperone. You have to keep his crazy friends in line.
Throwback to those who don't know, I was Sarah's chaperone for her 21st birthday, and I blacked out. So this is probably not going to go well.
You and I were her chaperones.
Yes.
And they got
Vicky
blacked out.
Vicky did not black out.
And they made out. Joey and Vicky made
blackout,
out.
Blackout, make out.
Wow, repeat at the wedding?
You had just thrown up. If that were to happen again, that's when we're 40 and getting married, and even then, that might not even happen.
The making out?
Yes.
Or the blacking out.
I'll get you a hooker for...
I thought we were going with the getting married.
I was like, Joe, if we get married when I turn 40, I'll get you a hooker for the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
I'm great.
Maybe you guys should just have it at that brothel.
That's actually a great idea. If you just have like the benefits marriage, but then you just hire like stand-ins for the consummating of that night.
Right?
And this would be my hooer.
It's funny because like earlier this week on the show, somebody brought that up. Like, aren't Joe and Vicky supposed to get married when they turn 40? And Sarah and I had talked about it on a previous episode of the podcast about the idea of having kids. She's like, you're going to have sex with my brother? I'm like, no, that's what turkey basters are for. And Sarah
basters.
Got real grossed out. It was funny.
Yeah, no. I mean, at that rate, just do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, either way, just thinking about it, it's disgusting.
There's a turkey. You can buy turkey basters at the dollar store.
Cheap. Efficient.
Sarah's face. I wish you could see it.
And then you're just going to shove it up there?
That's how that works. Yes.
Joe's
That is not my brand.
I'm just going to...
That was like the worst thing you wrote.
You're welcome. And happy holidays.
More mimosas, Joe?
I'm out of mimosas.
We need to go get more mimosas.
All right. Well, somebody goes gets the mimosa out of the freezer. It's in the kegerator. I will kind of pull up a story of some of the top things that happened in pop culture.
Oh, this year.
This year. One of them being, did you guys ever, Don't Worry, Darling is?
Oh, yeah, it was a movie.
Sarah has like this blank look on her face.
I mean, barely remember. I didn't see it or anything.
It's that movie with Harry Styles and Florence Pugh that was directed by Olivia Wilde, who is dating, or I don't know, according to the tabloids, they're broken up or whoever, whatever. But there was a lot of drama going around that movie in general.
All right.
Just a lot of news. Like, from the idea of you see a lot of scenes of them banging.
Oh, sweet.
And, like...
I might go watch this movie.
Yeah, actually, what's wrong with that?
No, that's not bad. It was just like, oh, my God. But the idea was that it was mostly focused on female pleasure.
Oh. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but it was all the other drama that went around with it. Supposedly, there was a lot of fights. Shia LaBeouf was originally supposed to be in it, but then, like... Olivia Wilde's like, well, I didn't want to put Florence Pugh in danger, so that's why I didn't hire him. But then later Shia's like, no, she was begging me to do this. She really wanted me to do this. Like, there's a lot of drama with that. Drama with Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, like all kinds. Supposedly there's Spitgate where he supposedly
spit on
their co-star Chris Pine. There was just so much crap along that movie that I don't think... That movie, it was a lot bigger than it was, mainly because of the drama around it.
Oh, was that the biggest movie of this year?
I don't think it was. It literally just says, Don't Worry, Darling, drama. That was a big point. It had nothing to do with the movie except for the fact that it involved all these people.
Interesting.
I still have not seen it. I would like to see like the 15-minute version of what the movie's about. Like I watch any other horror movie. Are you okay, Joe?
I'm trying to get Joe's jacket so I can pop this bottle of champagne.
This is so embarrassing, you guys.
What? Okay. I'm going to think of a bad word that I'm calling you in my head.
Oh, that's fine.
You can do it, Danny. Yeah.
Oh! No, Danny. No.
That was not my fault.
It was your fault.
That was not my fault. I spilled it all over my hand.
But he didn't get any of it on my jacket.
No, yeah. I did not.
Oh, no. Ryan Castle's back.
Open another bottle of champagne, sir.
Spilled it all over.
Did you guys have a bottle of champagne?
We did. Turn on his mic, Vicky.
Oh, there you go.
Here's the thing. I heard a bottle of champagne open.
That was impressive. And, right on cue, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
There you go. Yeah.
So here's the problem. One, you're drinking at work. Two,
technically, you've wasted
champagne all over the floor.
Yeah, that is terrible.
And for those two reasons, you're all suspended until January 3rd.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
With pay, you're on administrative leave until January 3rd.
All right, sweet.
So we don't come in tomorrow? You cool with that?
Yeah, you're good.
Actually, technically.
It's only Coats for Kids Day. So, you know, if you hate the children, then yeah, stay home.
All right, staying home. Dang it. Just kidding. I love the children.
Just a splash of orange juice. I don't need much of that stuff.
No.
Right?
I'm telling you, the sound of the champagne bottle opening brings everyone to the studio. Yeah.
Together.
It's like Danny's milkshake bringing the boys to the yard.
It always brings Joey to the yard.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Sure.
Yeah, you got like no champagne.
Joey's mimosa brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh.
No?
No.
No.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to take responsibility for the champagne exploding. I'm going to blame that on Vicky because she put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then Joe ran. So wait, hold on. I'm not blaming you either, Vicky. Joe ran to grab it and then was running like I know Joe runs and he shook it all up.
I'm blaming you because you did not take precaution.
It kind of sounds like it's all of your three faults because Vicky didn't put it in the fridge.
I mean, it didn't have to be.
Joey had to run and you just opened it.
And
so
I'm going to blame you
because it's
all four because you were the one giving me shade that made me put it in the freezer in the first place.
Yeah,
because
champagne should be cold.
Should be chilled.
Everyone fine. Mom knows
it's cold,
it should be cold
outside, man.
I also hate
it's not
the big,
cold inside.
I hate the big bottles of champagne that have the plastic cork as opposed to the regular cork.
The idea is you can put it back in.
Yeah, you can put it back. It's actually really smart.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, because who wouldn't finish the champagne? You're right.
Thank you.
I thought you were drinking it.
He's getting Vicky some more.
Oh, Joe, thank you.
Look at him. This is why
I'll marry him in 7 years.
This is what I'm saying is that
if he's not married,
I don't understand.
He's the nicest person.
I don't understand how Joe doesn't get laid like 20 times more than he does.
I wish I had more female friends for him.
Or even like that he has like a girl, like a nice girl. He's such a nice man.
But again,
I'll get too tipsy. I'll do little by little.
At emo night, it's like he should go up to women and just serve them. Well, that's actually, don't do that.
No, that sounds weird. Joe, can you let me one?
Buy drinks for women, which is what Joe does. But he needs to follow through.
Oh my God. We have the cork popping or unbottling.
Okay.
Has actually gotten more people involved.
Yeah, I
thrill again. I know. Oh, we literally just popped another bottle.
I thought
and
you were coming
why.
In for more champagne.
It was perfect timing.
You guys seriously just popped another bottle.
Yeah, yes. It's right there. That
Ryan
big
Castle
one.
Literally ran in here. He's like, "Did someone pop a bottle?" And I'm like, "Look, it's attracting the men's room."
It's weird how that works.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the only reason you're in here. But okay.
Carry on.
All right,
man.
Goodbye.
I love mimosas.
I think that
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
I think this is one of my top moments of 2022, guys.
I have not eaten much today, so now I'm starting to feel that one mimosa. I'm going on number two. I'm going to be fun today at the Christmas party.
I cannot remember. Danny, can you remember the last time you got drunk off of one drink?
No.
Yeah, I can't either.
Oh, you're a cheap date now, Vicky.
I know. I don't really party that much. My friend Ashton, shout out to her, she makes some of the best mimosas, and it is usually in this giant goblet with a crap ton of vodka, orange juice, and then I think she put in like a little bit of, I don't know if it was cranberry juice or something. I don't know what the hell she put in there. Oh,
were you blacked out?
I was pretty darn close after one.
I was pretty darn close.
You know what you should do? You should start training up for Sarah's wedding. Because,
absolutely,
again,
dude, really.
We're going out on St. Patrick's Day.
Here's
and it's
going
to be fantastic.
I'm okay with being a cheap drunk at Sarah's wedding because it's March Madness, so everything else is going to be expensive.
Wait, is it an open bar?
It's open bar.
Oh, God.
Don't be a cheap drink. It's open bar.
Oh, okay. Well, he says St. Patrick's Day makes me think bar going to bars, like Irish bars and stuff. So I was like, I don't want to have to pay for drinks.
Vicky's not going
to
go out on St. Patrick's Day if she has to go out during my wedding.
She's coming. I'm telling you.
Do you want to know what happened to me the last time I got drunk on St. Patrick's Day?
You turned into a leprechaun.
No.
I would love that.
I got put in a chokehold and almost passed out.
That was a long time ago.
That was a
it?
Long time ago. That was an awkward experience.
Maybe Vicky does need to go out during St. Patrick's Day.
Here's the thing,
been,
you guys.
What, like 7, 8 years?
No, it's been less than that because 7 or 8 years ago I was dating
five,
my ex.
Six?
So maybe, yeah, 5 or 6. Ooh! Girl.
I gotta say, Vegas in March, when we're going for March Madness, it's going to be wild.
Woo!
Super busy. It's gonna be packed.
Let's go.
There are gonna be drinks flowing.
Ooh.
Danny and I are sharing the Boom Boom Room once again.
Yeah. If I buy Katy Perry tickets to the night of your wedding, what time should I expect to be there at?
What?
I'm going to go to Katy Perry that same night, so I'm just asking what time I can dip out at.
Sarah's going to murder you.
I will literally uninvite your ass.
It doesn't mean that I can't show up.
Danny crashes a wedding he was already invited to.
I will have bouncers, okay? And I will have a picture of you and be like, if this man comes, you better beat him.
That's so funny because that's what Katy Perry has too as well.
Well,
what if Danny showed up with Katy Perry?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Katy Perry and J-Rubs are going to get married then.
She can't. She's married Orlando Bloom.
I can't compete with that.
Take Orlando Bloom for
did you see
I would
how,
say Katy Perry.
Did you see how she jumped to J-Rubs will get married to Katy Perry? Not me, the single one, straight to her own fiance. Couldn't even live that fantasy for me.
Yeah, I should pimp her out to you.
Yeah, yeah, Danny, why aren't you getting me and Katy Perry together?
In.
That needs to be the goal, Danny, by the way.
What's
is,
that?
Okay, my wedding, Vegas, two single people have to get them both laid Vegas.
Wait.
With each other.
No.
Joey
and
myself. Or with each other, because that would be really weird.
Let me ask you this. How many single people are going to be there?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
See, this is the problem. Why I'm also excited that there's no more weddings after Sarah, because I'm like the last of the single people. So when I go to the weddings, it's always like, hey, all the single ladies come up for the bouquet toss. Yeah. And it's me and a bunch of seven-year-olds. Well, and I'm just standing there.
I mean, you're the same height as them, so it's
not worse. So you blend in.
But then I get like weird looks because when the bouquet is tossed, I jump out of the way. Because I'm like, I don't want it.
Why?
Well, I'm also traumatized. When I was like 11, I caught the bouquet. And this woman like snatched it out of my hands. I swear to God, I thought she was going to kill me.
That was like me at my friend's wedding. So yeah. I get it.
So I was there'll like,
be
I
more,
not...
there won't be seven-year-olds there, and there will be more, like, single people there.
How many single ladies will there be? Because if it's me out on the dance floor by myself,
I mean, you better catch it, then.
I don't want a gadget in that case. I'm like, I'm going to go drink my sorrow.
Are you doing all the traditional stuff for your wedding? Like, are you doing the bouquet toss? Are you doing the garter toss? Are
J-Rubs?
You doing the first cake bite?
First cake bite.
Well, like the smash?
Denied garter toss.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do it. Plus, there's no way to hide my... If I can't wear a garter. You're going to see it the whole time.
I could be the thong.
He's sorry, gonna hate Joe. That you suggested
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah,
so I don't know if we're going to do bouquet toss since we're not doing the garter. I kind of still want to.
I think, yeah, do it. Why not?
We
could do the condom toss.
Condom toss?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we went to a wedding.
Instead of the garter. Yeah, yeah. You just do a condom toss. Whichever one of the bachelors grabs the condom.
Is that a thing?
No.
I made that up just now. You're welcome.
Sarah, we did go to a wedding once where they did put the garter on a like Nerf football.
Yeah,
and threw it.
I went to one of those.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be
it was
a garter.
Pretty,
just
like,
do
lame, though. Like, I'm not going to, because the garter still had to come off the woman and then.
Just pick something else to throw. We could throw something. Throw me, the little person.
They really
whoever catches
there.
Vicky wins something.
Wins Vicky. Yeah, so I don't know about the other traditional. We're not doing the father-daughter dance, if you know, on the main show. No. BJ nixed that.
Really?
I can't believe
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he would want to do that.
He nixed that months ago.
I'm angry about that one myself.
Are you kidding me? He's such a nervous
That's
Nelly.
Why I want to watch it.
Oh, he would. And he's afraid he's going to hurt himself. And he thinks, like, the normal slow dances are super awkward.
I mean, then don't make it a slow dance.
Yeah, but if he did anything other than a slow dance, he's worried about injuring himself, which I get.
I mean, do something like, you know, the Macarena. You can't hurt yourself the Macarena.
Have you met BJ?
I know, but he's going to hurt himself at the wedding anyways.
Like, we walk and we get hurt.
That's the cool thing with the Macarena. You don't have to walk. You can just stand in one place.
One, maca, two, maca, three, Macarena.
Arms. No?
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I'm kind of bummed that he's not going to do it, but maybe, I mean, there's still time. Maybe he'll change his mind.
I'm going to convince him that he should do some kind of dance, especially like with me and Joe.
Okay.
The Three Musketeers?
If you guys, did a dance and he didn't do a dance with me.
On God.
Don't say that. When there's three guys involved doing a dance.
Especially with swords. Huh?
Some just
thank
friends
you.
Dancing.
Thank you, Vicky, for putting it out there.
I didn't get it, so thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just change. Like, I'm going to run through these because we do have a party to get to here momentarily. Some of the big things that happened in 2023 in pop culture, Will Smith's Oscar meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Slapgate?
The slap heard around the world.
Everyone talking about Harry Styles all the time. I felt like anytime you were on the news, he would say Harry Styles. Same with Pete Davidson. Who has he not banged?
I felt like you almost said Harry Potter there, and I got really excited.
Oh, calm down.
That was so 2000.
Wingardium Leviosa.
When talking about Pete Davidson, anything involving Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian, same with...
Impressive.
Kanye West going insane.
Yeah, I mean, he's going even more insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
And speaking of people going insane or into the rabbit hole, Elon Musk buying Twitter and chaos ensuing.
Goodbye, billions.
God.
Yep. There's
goodbye, billions.
I keep forgetting because this felt like so long ago, but just feels like yesterday, too. The whole Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial.
I didn't poop on your pillow. You pooped on your pillow.
Jeez.
Joe's just going to be our... We don't even need sound bites on this podcast. Joe just does it.
He does. He knows everything.
The unfortunate passing of like Bob Saget and then obviously the Queen. But then Bennifer 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody see that one coming?
Are they still together?
I guess so.
I think.
Oh, God.
Do you guys remember that Wordle was this the year, too?
Wordle was
started
the best.
This year.
Is that still a thing? You still do it every morning, Danny?
No, I don't.
Do you still leave with penis?
Yes. I gave up. I gave up because I lost track when we went on vacation one time, and I was just like, I'm done.
You didn't miss it.
No, I didn't miss it at all.
It's kind of sad.
I guess there was a pink sauce that almost killed everyone. I think I remember hearing the pink sauce, and I thought it was something dirty.
Damn, I wish Danny ate it.
Wow.
Whoa. You are uninvited, sir.
Wow.
Joe, can I have some of your pink sauce?
Oh, you can have two.
Ew.
Servings. Two scoops.
Well, with that, I think it is time to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year's.
Happy holidays.
Thank you guys for joining us. Wasn't
Thanks
it so much fun?
Thanks for having us on. So much fun.
More alcohol should be consumed on our normal show.
Absolutely.
Such a different show.
Morning mimosas.
On the rock. But we will see you in 2023.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye.